This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Makes the handoff, rolling to his left is Fields. Has time, pressure coming from Epinesa. Now going to tuck it and run, and he's decked from behind. Ball is out, and the Bills have the football for the second straight week. Joey Bosa forces a fumble, and this time the Bills are all over it. Fields back to pass, and he's sacked. Joey Bosa forces another fumble. The Jets hop on the football, but Joey Bosa has made his presence felt today. Back-to-back plays, getting hits on Fields, and his second forced fumble of the game. Back to pass on second and 15. Nowhere to go, pressure coming, and Sanders misses him on the wrap-up, but the follow drags him down. Zion Logue, welcome up from the practice squad. He's got the sack.
Chris Brown on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. On just three of the many terrific plays by the Buffalo Bills defense yesterday in a 30-10 victory over the New York Jets. Welcome in. It is a Monday reaction, Victory Monday Extra Point Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. What's going on, everybody? We're on the YouTube stream on Mondays. That's right. So if you tuned off because YouTube, we do that on the morning show. We do it in the afternoon show. You're like, yeah, 10 to 12, no YouTube. Monday. We are here every Monday on the YouTube stream, so check us out, WGR 550 on YouTube. Sal Capaccio here, and you can get in the bullpen. You can chat along there, high bullpen, and you can call, and that's what we do here on a Monday Victory Monday Extra Point Show. Call up at 803-0550. That is the number here, as always, to take your phone calls, and what we do every Monday is take your calls, your comments, your questions on the Buffalo Bills game. So no interviews, no guests, just you and me, as always. That's what we always do on a Monday, and we're going to keep it rolling today because why not, right? The Bills with a big victory over the New York Jets. I've been asked several times since last night. Got home pretty quick last night, flying the team charter. You get back, and it was even before Sunday Night Football kicked off. So Matt Bove and I did a Always Game Day in Buffalo. Check that out. You can see it over at the South Sports YouTube page and, of course, download it. But the point is, Matt and I were talking, and he asked me, and people in the chat box asked me. I got here this morning. People asked me, what was yesterday like? And it's just kind of interesting to put into words because it's never
boring. It's great, you know, to be on an NFL sideline. But it was, to me, like just a business-like, workman-like type of win. And if you want to say, well, that can be a bit boring compared to what you had last week against the Ravens, that's fine with me. And the Bills will take boring if you win 30-10 every week and you're up 27 points until the fourth quarter, right? I mean, 30-10, complete domination, by the way, for the Bills in this one along the way. Now, the offensive numbers weren't spectacular, but they were really good, especially on the ground. And I guess I say that because Josh Allen's numbers weren't spectacular. But actually, now that I think about it and look at it, let me grab the official game book here with the numbers. I mean, the Bills did run for 224 yards. So, yeah, they were really good. And, of course, but they did have two 40-plus yard touchdown runs, which help out. But overall, Bills' overall offense here, 403 yards to the Jets' 154. I mean, that was complete domination. And it really started, though, even though I just brought up the offense, it really started with the defense. Because the defense had to atone for last week. They could not let what happened last week happen again. And you knew going in, the talk all week was, the Jets are going to try to run the ball. The Jets are going to hand to Breece Hall. The Jets are going to use Justin Fields. They're going to use the same schemes the Bills, the Ravens did against the Bills last week. And the Jets couldn't do that. The Bills were ready for it. Now, no one's going to mistake Justin Fields with Lamar Jackson or Derrick Henry for Breece Hall. They're both good. They're all good in their own right. So, I don't know. You know, I don't know exactly like what was said inside the walls of One Bills Drive, but we know this. Sean McDermott told us in the media last week, this week needs to be hard, because he told his team that. This week needs to be hard. And they went full padded practice on Wednesday. And then Ed Oliver gets hurt, stepped on. And then Taron Johnson's out, and you're like, whew. This could be a real day for the run defense again. Yeah, it was a day all right. It was a day the other way. It was a day that the run defense really stepped up. And honestly, like until the fourth quarter, you know what? I'm going to look right now. Let me see. The Jets had a total of 100 yards rushing. In the fourth quarter, they had, okay, 30. Okay, 30 in the fourth quarter. I'm sorry, 37. Looks like 37 yards, if I'm looking at this column correctly. 30. 30 yards in the fourth. It was 37 passing. 30 yards rushing in the fourth quarter alone for the Jets. So going into the fourth quarter, the Bills held the Jets to 70 yards rushing for the game. What a turnaround from last week when they allowed 235. They held Breece Hall to 2.9 yards a carry after he was really explosive and good last week against the Steelers. The Bills were just dominant in this game, really, on defense. And you had to see it. And you needed to see it. And I hope it gives people more confidence, but we'll see. We're going to turn to the phone lines and hear from you at 803-0550. What did you think of the performance? Are you feeling better about it? Are you more confident? You could also say, it's the Jets. Well, that's true. The Jets haven't been much, right? I'll also remind everybody, the Jets played a Pittsburgh Steelers defense last week, scored 32 points, ran the ball really well, and they are an NFL football team. You can only play the teams on your schedule. I don't care who you play. They had to be better. They had to fix what happened last week against the Ravens, and they certainly did that for one game at least. So we'll take your phone calls on it here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Buffalo Football Monday. And of course, that means on a Monday, it is the Catholic Health Extra Point Show as well, presented by Catholic Health and a Buffalo Football Monday, the right way to care. And brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. And by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. We will take a lot of your phone calls today as we go along here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Buffalo Football Monday. It is a Victory Monday, and Jimmy in Buffalo starts us off first. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. How are you? Happy Monday. Victory Monday. I thought we played great. Our defense looked dominant without Ed Oliver in. I'm glad we picked up Joey Bosa, and I'm glad we paid James Cook as well on offense. But my question to you guys is, who do you think will be the dominant wide receiver one halfway through the year?
I don't know if you have to have a dominant wide receiver one. I think the Bills would say nobody. I don't know. How do you define that, Jimmy? I guess is the question, right? Are you talking about guy who just has the most targets, has the most yards? Because I don't think the Bills, yesterday was exactly what the Bills wanted, and which is everybody eats, basically, right? Which is, hey, we don't have one guy. We have a bunch of guys, and we'll just throw to all of them. And so I don't think, if anybody's looking for that, I just think you'll be searching all year.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, I thought before the season, I thought it might have been Shakir would be our dominant guy, but he only got, what, one or two receptions?
That's right, and that's exactly what the Bills don't care. As long as everybody can contribute and win, that is exactly what their philosophy is. Look, if you want to, this isn't like condescending to Jimmy in any way, and he's asking a valid question, but I'm just going to say this in a general sense for everybody, all right? Stop looking at the Bills like a fantasy football team. It's not what they're playing. Okay, and I don't mean to parrot and say like when Brandon Bean came on here and Jeremy and Joe, that's not the point I'm making, okay? The point I'm making is the Bills have a whole bunch of receivers that they are confident in throwing to, and that includes their tight ends and running backs. Their tight ends yesterday, Dalton Kincaid, 4 for 37, Dawson Knox, 2 for 19, Jackson Hawes, 1 for 5, 7 catches, okay? Josh Palmer led in yards but only had 2 catches along the way. Keon Coleman, 3 catches, multiple catches by Josh Palmer, Dalton Kincaid, Keon Coleman, Dawson Knox, then a catch each by Elijah Moore, who also ran the ball, by the way, Khalil Shakir, Jackson Hawes, and James Cook. They also threw the ball twice to Tyrell Shavers and once to Ty Johnson. You can't look at this team and think you got to have a dominant number one. Yeah, that'd be great. If suddenly we're sitting there halfway through the year and Keon Coleman has 500 yards receiving, great. But that's not how they don't care about that. Let's go to Billy in Toronto. Hi, Billy, you're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. Yeah, and you're bang on about that. I mean, like, you know, we got a baseball team up here in Toronto that's doing the same thing.
Why you got to bring that up to me today? Come on now. No, you're right. They're impressive. They are very impressive, and they get contributions from everybody. You're right, Billy.
That's exactly what I'm trying to get at. I mean, you know, I think we're putting too much emphasis, oh, well, Baltimore ran all over us. Baltimore is going to run all over everybody. I don't think you can count that game. And I know, Sal, I'm looking too far in the future, but it looks like to me that game last week was the most important game. I think it's going to be between us and Baltimore. I've said for a long time I think Kansas City's run is over. And, you know, I just love the way the defense played yesterday. The offense wasn't that great, but we ran the ball on them. I mean, the Jets do have a good defense. That's about all they got. And I just thought it was a great win. I'm just worried, really worried, Sal. And I know it won't happen, but I mean, I'm going to nitpick here. But I'm worried about us getting complacent. I mean, there is nobody in our division to challenge us. And, you know, it's just a matter of staying focused and getting through the season healthy.
Let me ask you a question, though, Billy. Let me ask you a question, okay? Where would that worry come from based on the last 5 years? They've had control of this division. When have they ever been complacent in that time period? In fact, they've always played their best football at the end of the year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But I think this year is even worse. I just think the teams in this division are
But you have nothing to base that on based on how they perform. The one thing I've always said about Sean McDermott teams is, and it's true, they're just consistent. I just think it's just something you make up in your mind, Billy. It's nothing you've ever seen them actually have and do, even though they've had times like that where they could be before.
Yeah, no doubt, Sal. I just worry about that you know, that one bad game that we have against the
And that has happened for sure. Yeah, that has happened.
All I want, Sal, is I want that home and field advantage, and I want snow in the playoffs. If there's anything that can shut down Baltimore's running game, is bad weather. That's what we want against them. Make Lamar throw the football. I can only see it, Baltimore and us, to go to the Super Bowl. That's
you know what else could stop the Ravens' rushing attack? Apparently the Cleveland Browns, because the Ravens did not run the ball well yesterday. They had Derrick Henry at 11 carries for 23 yards. How did the Browns shut down the Ravens' running game? Wow. 11 carries for 23 yards. The Ravens yesterday ran for 45 yards, folks. I mean, that's just what a juxtaposition from last week. And they still scored 41 because Lamar threw for 4 touchdowns. I mean, Billy's calling up saying, make Lamar a passer. Dude is a great passer still, though. I get it. Like, I understand the point. But, man, Here's the Bills and Ravens, who the Bills score 30 without Josh Allen contributing a single point, meaning no touchdown passes or runs. Here's the Ravens scoring 41 without Derrick Henry contributing a single point. Wild, right? That shows you how good both are. JD in Hamburg. What's up, JD?
Hey, good morning, Sal. I want to say something about the snap count yesterday, and then I want to follow up with something about James Cook. But first off, I'm such a geek that after the game, I went and looked at every single play. And up until the point it was 30-3, the Bills were Allen was under center, or Trubisky was under center 35 times and in the shotgun 28 times. Now, I think that's pretty significant in terms of a change. Now, I know it's a blowout. Maybe you want to run more. I don't know. But I thought that was really interesting that they were putting him under center much more. What did you think of that? And then I want to follow up about that.
I would have to look. It's a great observation by you. I'd have to go and look at compared to other games and game script, right? I mean, because early on he was in the shotgun. The game starts to get, you know, in the Bills' favor. It's slanted. They put him under center a little bit more. I've always felt that Josh Allen is excellent under center with play action, and because you can really hold, because the Bills can run the ball well. Let's go back to last year now. Also, JD, do you remember last year in New York, the Bills went there, there's no James Cook, and they just ran the ball down the Jets' throat. And I think they had a bit of that mentality here as well. And it didn't, they still ran the ball very well, a couple big runs there, but I'd have to go and kind of look at how, let's see where it goes from here, right? I mean, it could be it's just one game, but I've always liked the Bills and having Josh Allen under center.
Yeah, indeed. And I'll tell you what, I'll finish with this, then I'll hang up. I notice also that James Cook's percentage of the carries by running backs is going up in the first two games. Obviously, he got the big money deal, but I really want to see Cook carry the ball a lot more, and I'm glad they're doing this. The other thing, and I'll hang up and listen, is I'm a big believer that when John Elway did not win a Super Bowl until Terrell Davis came along, Dan Marino never won one because they never had a running game. And I believe firmly that the Bills will win a Super Bowl when James Cook is given the ball a lot and is as impactful or almost as impactful as Josh Allen. I think when they run the ball really effectively and Allen doesn't have to throw that much, the Buffalo Bills will absolutely win a title. Have all a right. great day.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, they can certainly run the ball. They did yesterday for sure. Over 200 yards rushing for the Buffalo Bills. James Cook himself, 132 yards rushing, 6.3 yards a carry, and two scores. Excuse me. Let's go to Dave in Buffalo. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Sal. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good, great. I wanted to say that I think Sean McDermott has been under way too much pressure. I think it was crazy that people were saying he was on the hot seat. I think he's proven his defense came through in the big game. His clock management was great in the big game. They pulled that one out against probably the next best team in the league from what I looked at so far. And then they just devastate. They dominated. This was a preseason game, and that was because of his coaching and how the players played. And I just want to say real quick, I want to congratulate you on winning the Sports Professional and the Best Use of Social Media at the Buffalo Broadcasters Association last week. And I also want to recognize your two producers there, Joe Cali, who was nominated for the Rising Star Award and won the Rising Star Media Award last year, and Dan Dale, who won the Rising Star Media Award this year. So you guys are just like the Bills. You got it all going on. So
yeah.
I'll hang up and I'll wait for your comment.
You got it, Dan. You got it, Dave. And Dan is here today as well. Joe is producing today. Joe Cali producing the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Buffalo Football Victory Monday. And thank you very much. Very special honor to be awarded the basically the Sportscaster of the Year, the Sports Professional of the Year, and truly amazing night. And I really appreciate that. Now, I have to be honest with you, Dave. I don't know who was actually saying Sean McDermott was on the hot seat other than, I mean, I don't know. I mean, nobody credible. There's fans that call up and say he should be. There's fans that call up and say they should have made a change by now. No one that I know that's credible has ever said Sean McDermott's actually on the hot seat. I've always maintained the same position. I can't believe right now that the owner of this team would want to make a change, but certainly anything could happen depending on how the year finishes out. So I don't see that. I also agree with you that he coached a really, really good end of half and end of game last week against the Ravens. And of course, to come right back and fix the problems that ailed them last week, that's a sign of a good coaching staff. It's not just Sean McDermott. It's a staff to be able to pick those pieces up, get back to where they were with guys filling in, Zion Logue from the practice squad, Cam Lewis at nickel corner, right? I mean, you have to give credit to the coaching staff for sure. So for all the people out there who constantly want to say coaching, coaching, coaching when something doesn't go wrong, you should also recognize when things go right. And last week, they got run on badly. When they got back into the lab, they made adjustments, and they came out, and they did what good coaching staffs are supposed to do, which is fix those problems and contribute to a big win. John is up next here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Hi, John.
Hey, Sal. Good morning, sir. How morning. You doing?
Good. Thank you.
Good. So, Sal, really quick to what I was talking about was when he – I think the Bills played a great game overall, and I think that's ultimately that we're doing better than we've done in a long time, just correcting the mistakes. But, you know, that the caller was talking about Sean McDermott and why fans always say, like, we need to get rid of him. One of the things that's been irking me since yesterday was calling timeout right before the half and allowing them to keep all their timeouts and then get the ball back with the timeouts that they had. Well, what should have happened, they should have let them call timeout. Instead, we call timeout, which I still have no idea. I'm trying to get your insight on why.
Let me go back and look at it. It sounds like a very, very, very nitpicky thing that you're just looking for.
No. And stop. Listen, like I said,
I have to go back and look. Wait. The end of the first half. Let me look at it. Hold on. Let me look at it. Okay. So second quarter, right? Let's go to the end of the first half. Bills. Hold on one second. Hold on. I got it in front of me, John. Hold on. Let me do this real quick. All right. The Jets. Are you talking about when the Jets had the ball or the Bills so I can find it?
So no, the Bills had the ball. We were trying to run. We should have run the clock all the way down before the half, because if we don't go there and we don't get down the field, then we're leaving them with a lot of time to get the ball back and run back down the field with their timeouts. But instead, we call timeout instead of them calling timeout. We left them with like an extra timeout plus extra time on the right before the half for them to get the ball back.
There was one timeout called by the Bills in that situation with the ball.
Yes, and it was right before they went three and out.
Let's see. Hold on. No, I got 2 minute warning. Bills 3rd and 9, shotgun, Kincaid catches it. They're at the Jets 44. Allen then was sacked for negative yards. Then Allen threw to Coleman for 7 yards, and they called a timeout right before 3rd down.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know why they called timeout. It could have been because maybe there was something going on with, you know, getting set in the maybe Josh saw. I don't remember. Actually, now I'm trying to remember the exact sequence. I don't know. Like I said, it doesn't seem like it's a big deal to me. I think they were trying to, I don't know, they were just trying to get set again with 1:03 left in the half. They call it, I don't know. Okay. I guess. Okay, fine. If that's your complaint, if that's your only complaint about yesterday, I think that means they coached a really good game.
No. And so, like I said, I just wanted to say, like, if why people constantly say the things they do, which is, I'm not saying that I agree. I'm just saying that why they do that is because we have a tendency, Sean McDermott, to do things that sometimes is a little head-scratching. But, I mean, if that's the only complaint that we're going to have on a Monday, I mean, okay, that's a pretty damn good day, you know?
Yeah, I don't know why exactly they called timeout. I have to look at it. There's a lot of reasons why a team could call timeout.
I will tell you, though, Sal, it was definitely head-scratching.
They could also, how about this? You know, I'll tell you a point Eric Wood brought up. He brought up the fact that, you know, what if maybe this is before they got the ball, before the timeout. He said maybe the Bills want to score twice.
No. And so here's the thing, though. It was 3rd down. And if they don't get that 3rd down, we're leaving them with a lot of time plus another timeout, which is why I was like, what are they calling timeout for?
Maybe they wanted the right 3rd down play. And they actually did. They got it and they converted.
Yeah, but I will tell you this, Sal. They didn't get it. And then also now the Jets have another timeout to go down the field.
All right, John. I got it. Okay, I got it. I think it's just such a frivolous thing to complain about right now, to be quite honest with you. But okay, if that's what people want to complain about because of a timeout at the end of the half when you're up by 2 scores with 1 minute left, 1 timeout you use, you burn, go right ahead. I just think it's frivolous. Let's go to Will and Clarence. Hi, Will.
Hey, Sal. How you doing, man?
Good. Thank you.
Great game. I just love where we're at. I was watching Joe Ferguson and Joe Cribbs. So I love Bosa. My complaint is, and it drives me nuts. Why are we running Josh Allen, the best player in the NFL, at like a fullback up the middle? I love McDermott. I love what we have too. Don't get me wrong. But why are they running this guy on an ISO up the middle when we're up 10 or 13 to nothing? And we know I mean, you saw from the beginning we had this game in hand. You saw from the beginning, hey, we're looking really good. We're controlling the line. Why are we running this guy like a fullback?
Well, are you talking about the play he got hurt?
Yeah.
He said after the game that was his choice.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he's got an option there. He should have handed it off. He said after the game, I should have given the ball, but I didn't, and he took it up. It's an option play. And here's, The reason why you run that play is because it works, and you have Josh Allen. It's the same thing Lamar Jackson or Justin Fields or other running quarterbacks. But Josh Allen has an option there. He can either hand it to the running back, depending on what he sees, or he can pull it and he can get yards. And nobody wants to see Josh Allen taking shots, there's no doubt. But he made the decision there to take the ball.
Yeah, and that's my point is that shouldn't happen anymore. That should happen a lot less.
Okay, well then if you want to do that, then you're just effectively taking away something that makes the Bills offense very, very good.
I hear you, and when they need to do it, I get it. I get it when they need to do it. And I get that, but I'm just saying it's you're rolling the dice, I feel, every time. That's
but again, he's rolling the dice himself too. And the only answer here, Will, is take it completely out of the playbook. Okay, that's fine. Then you're really taking away something that makes the Bills offense great. Correct?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you got to give Josh Allen the option of what he's going to do there. That's the whole point of the play.
I get that, but my point is.
No, you want your point is you want to blame the coaches for calling a play where Josh Allen runs the ball, and I'm telling you the play is not Josh Allen necessarily runs the ball. It's get the option, and if there's an opening, you take it. If not, you hand it. And he said after the game on that particular play that he should have handed it.
Yeah.
So, gotcha. All right. Yeah, well, I hope that helps. 803-0550 is the number to call. Hey, this is what we do on a Monday. Bills win 30-10, and we still got people who want to call up and complain about one timeout used at the end of the half, or Josh Allen not handing the ball off and taking it himself. And yes, he did get hurt on the play, but of course he's okay. He had his nose busted up a little bit. We'll get to your injury report after this timeout and more of your phone calls at 803-0550.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We tried to learn our lesson and do the best we can to stop his feet and get after him in the pass. And we were able to get a few stops early, which gave us a chance to kind of rush the passer. And obviously the offense did a great job. We got a few turnovers and, it was kind of played out exactly how we were hoping.
Bills defensive end Joey Bosa, who had a terrific, terrific game. Sal Capaccio back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We're going to get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. You can tweet me at Sal Sports. Kramer says, hey, Sal, they were making a big deal about that timeout on the broadcast. Great. I don't think they should have. I mean, I didn't hear the broadcast yet. I didn't see that part of it, but great. I mean, you guys can disagree with me all you want. I just think it's just something that not a really big deal at the time because you don't know. If it was just a wasted timeout because, I don't know. Okay, sure. Yep. They gave the Jets maybe an extra play down the road. If that's your complaint today, have at it. What I'm saying is there's lots of reasons to call timeout. Could have been, hey, we got a big third down. Let's just get our right personnel on the field. There's nothing wrong with that to me. So I just think it's such a minuscule thing to complain about. But if you want to complain about it today because you need something to, have freaking at it today. John in West Seneca. Hi, John.
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
Good.
The reason I'm calling, I don't have any complaints. Nobody said anything about Trey. He played a really good game.
He did. I thought he played a good game. I think Bobby Babich put him in a lot of good positions, too, especially that tackle he made, the tackle for loss. Yeah. That was a really nice call.
Yeah. How did he do in pass coverage?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, obviously everybody did pretty well because, you know, the Jets didn't have much. They limited him, and I think Benford was mostly on Garrett Wilson from what I've seen. You're right. Trey White deserves credit here. It was really good to see him back in a Bills uniform and performing out there, and he was excited about that. Jonathan in Batavia. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, Sal. Thanks for the show. As far as the Bills go, I really have nothing to complain about. I'm very happy with the win. But I guess one minor thing I have to complain about is the officiating. So I called a post-game show, and they said the officiating was fine. I guess for the most part it was. But there was one play. The Bills had a false start, and the referee called offsides against the Bills. Mm-hmm. At first I thought it was a mistake. But then the same thing happened against the Jets. They made a false start penalty, and the referee again called offside.
Hold on, I think because now I have to go back and look. I don't know if anybody started early, but you can have offsides against the offense if someone's lined up in the neutral zone from the offense. That's an offsides penalty. So if let's say Dawson Knox, for example, is lined up in the neutral zone, that's not a false start. That's offsides on the offense.
Okay, so let's clear that up and. There was a play where Aaron Glenn was complaining at the official. Do you think that was legit? I don't remember exactly what happened, but do you think that was a legit call?
I don't know which play you're referring to. Do you know offhand?
I'm trying to remember. Remember Aaron Glenn was yelling at the refs.
I mean, everybody, you know, both sides do that, no doubt. But Jonathan, just so you know, offsides is a real thing against the offense. So and that's what they were called for. Each side was called for. I don't know. And those plays, it could have been false starts. And I haven't gone back and looked exactly those plays. It could have been false starts and they did misidentify it when they said it. But yes, offenses can be offsides. Remember when, who was it? Kadarius Toney, who was offsides for the Chiefs on that play? Remember, was that Travis Kelce threw it back, right? That was offsides on them. Lori in Tonawanda. Hi, Lori.
Hi. I've never called in before, but there was an interesting comment on the pregame show from mm-hmm. Coach Cower. He said he won his first Super Bowl in year 14, and Sean McDermott is only in year 8, and give him time.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you, Lori. Thanks for calling up for the first time. Let's go to Joe in Florida. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Sal. A couple of quick points for you. You know, with Oliver out yesterday, I was really curious to see how those two rookie defensive tackles would perform. And looked like they both played about 50% of the snaps. And from what I saw, looked like they held up pretty well. Would be interested on your perspective on that. And then no complaints on the coaches. It's kind of hard to believe, you know, a 30-10 road victory where it was never in question. We have anything to question today on that. So yeah. Curious on your thoughts on the D-line.
Yeah, you got it. And by the way, let me make something clear here, Joe. I have zero problem if anybody calls up and questions anything and says, I have a complaint about this. I just didn't think like something like that never even entered my radar. Someone said, well, they talked about it on the broadcast. Okay, great. I don't know. Like, I have to go back and look exactly why they called timeout. Let's remember, things, like, I'm all for it. If you want to get the right play, the right personnel, call timeout. Yes, you could leave the other team an extra few seconds. You know, I mean, you got to make a play on defense too when that happens, right? You're trying to score. You're trying to make sure that you have everything buttoned up. So I just think that, hey, if you want to have it, that's cool. And I know that when a team wins, right, it can't be all hunky-dory because as the coaches will tell you and the players will tell you, the tape is never as good as you think and it's never as bad as you think in wins and losses. It's okay to complain. It's okay to have a question. It's okay to say, but man, I don't know. I guess I wasn't prepared for that this morning of a timeout at the end of the first half and what people are upset about today. So either way, if you want to, have at it. Like I said, I'm not about to. Okay. I mean, obviously, the numbers speak for themselves, Joe. They did a really good job against the run. I thought that they were in control the whole game. You know what I think, Joe, is when Zion Logue comes in and the way that Sean McDermott described with me on the Extra Point Show Friday last week, how TJ Sanders and Deion Walker gave great effort, but they have to be more detailed. I think that just goes to show you what I said a little while ago, which is they did a good job of coaching them up this week and being ready. So there's my answer to how they perform without getting into exactly each guy and detailing because I haven't done that yet. I would say everything seemed on point for what they wanted from that group. Let's go to Jack in Florida. Hi, Jack. Another Florida call, back to back.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good.
Hey, how you doing, guys? You know what? I just want to give credit where credit's due. Bobby Babich and the defense, I mean, from last week to this week, the turnaround, just amazing. Granted, the Jets are not the Ravens, but there's nothing to complain about on a victory Monday. We went out a 30-10 win. Our defense looked immensely better than they did last week. And the best pass of the game was thrown by our backup when Josh Allen went out injured. I mean, there's nothing to complain about. Our backup in one play had more passing yards than Justin Fields did all game. Keep it up, keep the good work up, and let's roll the next week's Victory Monday, guys.
You got it, you got it. Yeah, actually, you know what? The play after that timeout was a great pass by Josh and a nice play by Keon, but he was called for a penalty. The Bills actually did convert that play after the timeout, but it was called back and a penalty on the guy who caught it, which was Keon Coleman. So I'll even dig in more on this going back to a little while ago, not to beat the point too much, but I will. I think they got to a good play. They called timeout, they got to a good play. So definitely not no complaints on that. Let's go to Mike in PA. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, Sal, or good afternoon, whatever it is. yeah, no, the defense looks stout, man. I'm super stoked about Joey Bosa, and then I'm curious to see how the two guys that are suspended, in particular Larry Hoyt, comes back, and how this defense will morph towards the end of the season. And before I go, real quick, it's always fun watching a Josh Allen game and him call out an audible, and it seems like a throw at the other team, because this audible this week, and correct me if I'm wrong, it sounded like you said muncha muncha, which would be you know, the Italian word, as you being Italian, for eat eat or something like this.
I heard one was water. I think he said water once, and I didn't know what that was, right? And I thought to myself, wait a minute, water, what is that, run? Like the running water? I didn't really know. You know what? Was that, maybe it could be Cook. Oh, hey, how about, if he says that, I don't want to give away secrets, maybe that's it. If he said that, maybe it's because Cook's getting the ball. By the way, you said Larry Hoyt. It's Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi. Those are the two guys they'll get back from suspension at some point down the road here. Darren in Florida is up next. Man, we are getting a lot of calls from the Sunshine State today. It's sunny here. It's 80 degrees this week here in Buffalo, Darren. What's up, man?
Not much, man. Hey, I just wanted to give you guys a quick shout out and let you know I appreciate everything you do and to give you thanks for being a part of rekindling my love for all Buffalo sports, especially the Bills.
Where are you from originally?
Dutchess County, New York. I grew up for about 4 or 5 years up in Buffalo. Kelly was my all-time favorite player, and like I got a soft spot for him from back in the 90s, but Allen's like just blowing him out of the water respectfully.
Yeah.
And in certain aspects, and lost contact with my friend from middle school for about 15, almost 18 years, reconnected with him about 6 years ago. Last year on the December 28th game against the Jets was my very first Bills game and home game. It was an amazing experience. Everybody there, including the fan base, was nothing but memorable. And
yeah,
I was just happy and excited being a Bills fan again.
I love it, man. Yeah, it's cool. That's good
for
you.
I just wanted to tip my hat and say thank you, and you guys are doing an amazing job there.
Yeah, thank you, Darren. Really appreciate that. And that's cool you got to connect with your friend again. You know, there's something to be said for that, right? And to this day and age of social media and things like that, to be able to connect with people from our past and stuff like that. So for you to be able to do that, I love that for you. So thank you very much. Thanks for the kind words. No doubt about it. Let's get to the Barnes Firm Injury Report. Brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. So the only real notable injury coming out of this game that we knew of from the sidelines was Josh Allen's nose, but he went back in and played. However, Matt Milano didn't finish the game, and then Sean McDermott after the game said he got a little dinged up. So we'll wait to hear from McDermott today. He'll speak to the media at 3:30 p.m. We'll get an update on that. Of course, all eyes will be focused on Taron Johnson and probably Ed Oliver, even though Ed Oliver not expected to play this week. On Thursday, the reports were multiple week injury for him, so I doubt he'll play this week. So that turns you really more to Taron Johnson, Shaq Thompson as well. But I think Matt Milano's the one that you're listening for today. And then Cam Lewis, he did come off the field, got looked at, seemed like he was fine at the end, and seemed like he was fine in the locker room. So we'll keep an update today. It's a quick turnaround. And we'll hear from Sean McDermott at 3:30 today to get more of an injury report. And that is the Barnes Firm Injury Report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. We'll take a timeout. More of your phone calls, a lot more of them on the way here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Buffalo Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. And of course, it is the Catholic Health Extra Point Show today on a Buffalo Victory Football Monday. Let's get right back into it here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Vince gives us a call. Hi, Vince. What's going on?
Morning, Sal. Thanks for all you do. I really appreciate it.
You got it, brother.
My only question to you is, with Prater doing such a great job kicking the ball, what are your thoughts and what the Bills will do when Tyler Bass comes back?
So the Bills have control with when Bass comes back. Let's remember that. I think that's a key point here, Vince, because even if he's healthy, they can keep him on IR. Does that make sense? You know what I mean? They don't have to activate him. And right now, my thought is, and we are 2 weeks away from two games away from even having to go down the road of this decision. But let's just say 2 weeks, two games go by, Tyler Bass is healthy enough to start practicing again. They would then be able to allow him to practice. Then they would have 21 days to activate him, or he would be lost to IR for the year. Or they could just keep rolling and say, we're not going to do that yet. Let's wait. And if it comes time where we need to do that, we'll do that. So I don't know kind of how they will play it, but my guess is right now, you just kind of keep riding it until you really kind of have to make that decision, and they're in control of that decision.
No, that's great. He's been doing such a great job so far. Why would you want to upend anything?
Yeah, he was really good again yesterday. He was 6 for 6. Good question, though, Vince, and I appreciate there. All right, clarify the audible. Manja. G just came running in here. G's producing today, and he just came showing me the Manja audible. What do you got for us, Nathan?
Yeah, so they basically, I think what Josh was actually saying is Manja.
He would say much. Yes. I think the person who called just said it wrong, but yes.
Oh, okay. That was my bad then. I also heard that, and I hope to hear other restaurants and local places in the audibles.
And by the way, he did the whole thing with his fingers, apparently, whatever what I saw. Manja, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Italian. That's awesome.
I love that. And maybe because, by the way, I don't know if you know this, but in New York City this weekend when the Bills played there, it was some big festival in Little Italy.
That's really cool. I mean, it goes really deep into, you know, it's just a simple play call, but, you know, there's lore behind it, and
yeah,
love a victory play, and, you know, can't wait to see more of it.
You got it. Thanks, Nathan. I appreciate that. Manja, Tim in West Virginia, what's up?
Yeah, thanks for, Sal, thank you for being you. I am so tired of everybody getting down on Sean and Bean. Without them, we wouldn't be where we are. Come on, you people need to chill out a little bit. And I grew up in Fredonia, so I met Jim and Fred Sperlitz and Andre Reed. Now, I moved to West Virginia in 1979, but I'm telling you, thank you for who you are, and you tell it like it is. Thank you.
I try, Tim, but listen, there's nothing wrong with anybody who has an opinion that differs, and we know that. But, you know, again, I agree with you that, hey, this organization's in a very, very good spot, and we've seen many times in years past where it's not, and many, many, many organizations around the league would love to be where the Bills are with the people they have in charge and the alignment they have. So I understand. I agree with that. It's also okay to call up and say I disagreed with something, or they didn't build the roster right in this area, or Sean McDermott made a mistake here, or this part of the team wasn't good enough. That's absolutely fair and on the table. Thank you for the kind words. Curtis in Niagara Falls is going to wrap up the hour for us. So make it good, Curtis. What's up?
How are you doing, Sal?
Good, thanks.
I wanted to call and talk about the Bills. I didn't want to call and call talk about the callers. Oh, my God. People have selective memory loss. How could you not remember Trent Edwards running out of bounds on fourth down with no time left, you know, to save the clock? Yeah. How could you not remember Dick Geron referring to as our punt returner as he's a punt catcher? Oh, my God. We are getting W's like by the barrel load here. Kansas City lost yesterday. We're on track for the number one seed, which means I get to buy you coffee at Tim Hortons on Delaware during the Super Bowl parade.
Hey, listen.
Nobody's remembering. Nobody. Oh, my God, Sal. You're a stout and strong individual, Sal, to do that job you're doing today.
I think, wasn't it Wade Phillips who said he was the punt catcher?
Yes. You're right.
I know.
Dick Geron said so many other things, I get them confused sometimes.
Dick Geron said a lot. Well, you know, it's really hard to win in this league. You know what I mean? which isn't wrong, by the way, but, you know, right? I remember Dick Geron talking about Roscoe Parrish. Well, why don't you give him the ball, hit him more? And he goes, well, you know, he's not a giant out there.
You know? Yeah, and he didn't want to wear down Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, I love it. Hey, Curtis, thanks a lot, buddy. Appreciate your sunshine that you bring today on a sunny day and a victory Monday here on WGR. We have a full hour left of your phone calls. Off to a great start. Seriously, awesome calls. Really appreciate all of you. No matter what you're calling about, because this is what the show is all about. We have discussion. We have debate. We have opinions. Either way, thank you so much. Thanks a lot to the Bullpen for joining me here today. On the YouTube side of things, you can go to YouTube. You can watch the show. You can call in. You can comment there. I am not paying attention to the chat in the YouTube box, and if I do see you, I'm not writing back to you because I'm taking calls here today at 803-0550 here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo football victory Monday.
Pressure coming, flees the pocket, going to take off and run. He's got the first down and more. 40, 50, Allen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Puts the ball in his left hand, stiff arms a man, and is out of bounds into Jets territory at the New York Jets 39-yard line. It's a 50-yard run. Another handoff. Cook going to cut it back through a hole. Dodges a defender. Up and out the gate to the races. Down to the 20. 10, 5, touchdown, James Cook. 44 big ones for the score. Here's the snap, end around, and it goes to Elijah Moore. Cuts it back, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown and throws the football into the stands. The former Jet scores on the team that drafted him with a 4-yard touchdown run on the end around. And the Bills have, for all intents and purposes, put this one to bed with 14:57 left on the clock.
Chris Brown on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Sal Capaccio here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Welcome back into the Catholic Health Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday. And of course, a Buffalo Football Monday is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. The Catholic Health Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Monday is presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com and by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premium Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. All right, this is the hour we do it. We cannot forget this week, and I will not forget this week, because last week I did. I can't believe I forgot it last week. Can't believe we didn't do it. First week of the year. And there was no sit up, stand down, or hey, buddy. And none of you told me about it. Friend of mine, Jeff, calls me. He's like, hey, love the show. Where was sit up, stand down, and hey, buddy? I'm like, oh my God, you're right. So, mea culpa on that. My bad. We're going to fix that today. We'll do sit up, we'll do stand down, we'll do hey, buddy at the end of this hour. And we'll look ahead to a game that the Bills play in just, what, 3 days from now? Yep, 3 days from now. Hey, was the did you guys have video in here today? Did someone come in to record? Joe, are you listening? Did someone come in here to do some video stuff today?
Yeah, NFL Films was in here.
A little teaser there, huh?
Yeah.
All right, were you on? Or did they film you? No.
They filmed me from behind. So, you know, I might have the back in the shot.
NFL Films was here. Little teaser for what you might see Thursday night, right?
Yes.
On the intro to Amazon. They came in last year during this show, so it was cool because I was a part of the intro. And like, oh, I saw it. It was literally like for a second and a half, and people saw that. But, hey, maybe you'll have your stardom moment there on Amazon Thursday Night Prime.
That'd be crazy. I'll be waiting to see myself from behind. That'll be a lot of fun.
803-0550 is the number to call here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We got the chat box rolling. We got the YouTube stream going. Go find us on YouTube at WGR550. We got G on the YouTube side. We got Joe Kelly here on the radio audio side. And everybody's contributing here, just like the Bills yesterday, to a dominant win over the New York Jets. 30-10, the final score. The Bills now sit atop the AFC East at 2-0. The rest of the AFC East has at least one loss, and the Dolphins come to town on Thursday night at 0-2. The Patriots 1-1. The Jets, of course, 0-2. Do you know, is Joe still sitting there? Sorry, Dan, are you there? Dan or Joe? One of you. I don't know. Joe's not. He's out there. That's okay. Dan.
Going outside. Dan, I'm now.
Dan, are you running? Are you running things now?
Yeah, I'm running things.
Say hi to Dan when you call everybody. Dan, I'll give you. I'm going to start you off with a tough one right away. You ready?
Oh God.
Okay. Do you know right now, as we this very minute, who is the number one seed in the AFC?
It's got to be the Colts. I
yes.
Think.
Look at that, Dan.
Oh
I
my
love
God.
It. This is why. This is why. You won that the college award. What was that
right.
called?
The College Rising Star Award.
College Rising Star, right here. Thank you. That's why you won right there. You're a very smart guy. Thank you
Thanks,
very much.
Al.
Dan is the gatekeeper today, by the way, for the rest of the show, or at least for a little while here, if you want to get through at 803-0550. Good stuff today. Let's go to Nick in Buffalo. Hi, Nick. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, Sal?
Good, good.
Hey, I was just calling because I don't know if you remember. But you were my substitute teacher at South Park High School, and you broadcasted all my high school games when we won the state championship. And that was Nick Schaefer, Mr. Everything. You always called my name, and it was a great experience. And I just wanted to call and let you know that.
Nick, thank you. I appreciate that. I hope life is good for you. When I moved back to Buffalo in 2011 to restart my radio career, you know, I had been in radio and a teacher, so to make money on the side as I was restarting radio, I substitute taught, and I often went to South Park High School. They were terrific to me. Got to know a lot of the people there, the staff, the kids, the football players, and I appreciate you saying that and remembering that. And, of course, I've always been passionate about high school football and calling games and basketball and sports. So thank you very much. I appreciate that, buddy. I hope life is good for you.
Yes, sir. You too. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. That's really nice. Thanks, Nick. Thanks a lot for that. And they did. They won the state championship, South Park, and we've had a lot of great teams in the city and Bennett and you know we've seen a lot of that, but either way, just thanks a lot for that. Let's go to Joe in Cheektowaga. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Sal, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Happy Victory Monday.
You got it.
So I just wanted to give Matt Prater his flowers. 3 for 3 on field goals, 3 for 3 on extra points yesterday, banged one through from 52 yards. He's probably living out of a suitcase in a Buffalo hotel room. My question is, Tyler Bass, he's on injured reserve, and he's able to come back as soon as 2 weeks, correct?
Yeah, I don't know if you were listening a little while ago. Someone called with the same question. I'll say it the same way to you, Joe, which is the Bills are in control of that situation, though. He is eligible to come back after 2 more games. It doesn't mean he has to. They could ride it out. They could keep him on IR. And when the decision comes, and if they want to keep Matt Prater rolling, they can do that. But I agree with you. There's a conversation and decision at some point coming down the road, whenever that is.
Yeah, absolutely. Because say Tyler is ready to come back in 2-3 weeks, and Prater is still, you know, 100% on his field goal. I don't see how you could, you know, send Matt back and then say, okay, Tyler, you're back on the saddle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I totally get it. I think it's something that this team is going to have to deal with, and it's a good thing, right? It's a good thing to deal with when I say it that way.
Yep.
But yeah, and again, even if Tyler Bass is completely healthy in 2 or 3 games, 2 weeks from now, the Bills don't have to activate him. They can just say, hey, you know what? Keep doing your thing. And when the time comes, if it does come and we need you, we'll do that. And they see how it goes. And maybe that's a little pressure on Matt Prater to make sure he stays on his game as well. So it is an interesting conversation. Same thing with Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi. We are now 2 games in. They have 4 games remaining on their suspensions. And man, if you look at the Bills' schedule down the road, folks, I mean, it is hard not to. I hate doing this. We can do it because we don't play, right? We always say, hey, we don't play in the games, so we can do this. We're just talking about them. It is hard not to really kind of envision this team going on a run here of wins where they are right now at 2-0, 71 points scored. Yeah, 50 against. Dolphins, Saints, Patriots, Falcons, bye week, Panthers, and then Chiefs. A lot of opportunity here for the Bills to really maybe try and put some distance between themselves and other teams in the AFC. We'll take one more call here before we get to a little bit of what happened around the league and in this game, actually. Let's go to Jim in Tonawanda. Hi, Jim. You're on WGR.
North Tonawanda. But anyway, Sal, I'm going to get straight to the point because you got a lot of people on hold. Sal, yesterday the television commentators were saying the Buffalo Bills, on more than one occasion they said this, the Buffalo Bills own the line of scrimmage. It belongs to Buffalo. They couldn't stop. stop them. And they said that the New York defense just wasn't big enough and strong enough to stop the smash mouth style of the Bills yesterday. They went to old fashioned, like the television commentator said, 3-4 yards in a cloud of dust. Stop us if you can. It's no mystery. We're going to take the ball. Josh Allen's going to hand the ball off. They're going to run it between the tackles. Stop us if you can, because we're going to keep pounding it down your throat. That is devastating psychologically to the other team when they can't stop you, Sal. I love that. That's just old-fashioned Vince Lombardi-style football. Just pound the ball down their throats. If they stop you, they stop you. If they can't stop you, you win the game. That's simple.
Thanks a lot, Jim. I love the excitement in your voice. Old school football for Jim, and he's not wrong. I mean, look, in this day and age, though, you have Josh Allen. You want him to be able to sling the ball around because you can absolutely win games like that. But if you could have Josh Allen throw for, you know, $150 and no touchdowns and win a game with 30 points, my goodness, like that just shows you how much you can dominate in other areas. And Jim from North Tonawanda, thank you, is right. It does take away your will. When a team runs the ball against you like that, it takes away your will. Now, the Bills weren't completely just pounding the ball at the Jets. They had some big runs. That's what helped them a lot. They had 2 40-yard-plus runs, one by James Cook for a touchdown, one by Josh Allen, which really helps the numbers. But they had control of the game, and the running game helped them do that. And that's what really happens. When you start running the ball like that, you control the game, and the Bills controlled. I mean, from the very first series, big penalty on the Jets in the first series really hurt them, that roughing the passer. And then the Bills went down and scored, and then they got the ball back in the very next offensive play because Joey Bosa had a forced fumble on a sack I don't even know if it was a sack. He was braided the line of scrimmage. Either way, he's running Justin Fields. Speaking of Joey Bosa, let's get to Arrow Up, Arrow Down. I wrote this over at WGR550.com. You can check it out, my Arrow Up, Arrow Down. And we'll go through some of the highlights and what the Buffalo Bills did yesterday. I started with defense. All right? They deserved an arrow up. The defense certainly turned it around from a week ago. 154 yards allowed. That was it. The Jets had just 11 first downs, averaged 3.3 yards per offensive play. More on that in a second. In fact, you know what? More on that right now, because let me tell you this. The Bills' third down defense was some of the best they've ever had historically. That's right, historically. The Jets were 0 for 11 on third down, folks. Now, I went to Pro Football Reference and Stathead. It is only the second time since they started tracking this data and keeping it in the early 90s that the Bills held an opponent to zero conversions on at least 11 third down attempts. You know when the other time was? 0 for 11, also 2 years ago against the Jets, the game after Ken Dorsey was fired and Joe Brady took over, the defense that day also held the Jets to 0 for 11. So twice in the last 2 years, the Bills held the Jets to 0 for 11 on third down, and it's the only time they've ever done it something like that at all since the 1990s. Let's get to Joey Bosa. Dominant at times. A sack, a quarterback hurry, 2 forced fumbles. One of which the Bills recovered. That second series first play, he was terrific. If you get a healthy Joey Bosa who plays like that all week, all year, he is a true difference maker, like a true game-changing difference maker. The type of player they just haven't had in those situations and on this defense they've been looking for. I'm going to give an arrow up to Zion Logue, the defensive tackle. Just elevated from the practice squad this week after Ed Oliver was injured. He was prepared and ready to play. He had a half of a sack, and he batted down a pass. Good job. How about the guy running down and making tackles on kickoffs? Sam Franklin. You may have never heard of him. Maybe you knew when the Bills signed him. Special teams ace, Sam Franklin. He's listed as a safety, but he's a special teamer. He collected 3 tackles, 2 of them solo, just on kickoffs. Folks, that's hard to do. I mean, that's hard to do. And he had it. The run defense was really what the Bills had to turn around, and they did. After getting gashed last week by the Ravens, they held the Jets to 100 total yards. 3.3 yards a carry on the ground. Breece Hall, 29 yards on 10 carries. That's 2.9 yards a carry. I can do the math when it's divided by 10. 2.9 yards a carry. James Cook on the other end, he ran the ball 21 times for 132 yards. He averaged 6.3 yards a carry. Two touchdowns. One of them was an electrifying 44-yard run where he got out of an ankle tackle. Off balance. Took it to the house. Elijah Moore gets an arrow up. Not eye-popping stats, but scored a touchdown against his former team. Collected a total of 37 yards from scrimmage. Not a ton, but was a difference maker on the scoreboard. I'm going to say Cole Bishop and Taylor Rapp did a really nice job. Give them an arrow up for one, well, for a couple of reasons here. It wasn't because they were super productive and had all these numbers, but Cole Bishop did have a sack, by the way, right? That was great. I'm saying more than anything, better in communication, better in recognition, and that helped them in their performance. I asked for suggestions for arrow up, arrow down yesterday online at Sal Sports. Someone said arrow down to Cole Bishop. What? What did he do wrong? I don't know. Was there something I didn't see? Maybe there were a play or two or that he could have been better at. But, man, Bishop and Rapp were so much better. And especially in their recognition, their communication, and that added to the performance and how they played by the end of the play. Cameron Johnston, the new punter for the Bills. Kicker Matt Prater, both. Really nice job. Speaking of special teams, Johnston punted three times, pinned the Jets inside their own 20-yard line twice. Prater, 6 for 6 on kicks. Three extra points. Three field goals. Including a 52-yarder. I did give an arrow down to the third down offense. Not the percentage you want to see. 35.7% for the Bills. 5 for 14. Not good enough. Dawson Knox, two drops. He makes my arrow down list. A couple drops he should have come up with. One was maybe questionable. They got there early, but you'd like to see him come up with those plays. Red zone offense was not great for the Bills. It was only 50%. Now, they did score each time, but only two touchdowns out of four trips inside the red zone. That's 50%. And then the other one was more specific. Not scoring a TD after the first quarter fumble recovery we just talked about. Bills were up 7-0. They get the fumble from the Jets in the first play of the series. Set up first and 10 of the Jets, 24. Six plays, 14 yards, field goal. Need to convert there. That could have really put some distance early in the game. It was 10 instead of 14 at that point after that. Hey, let's take a look around the National Football League. And what happened yesterday and over the weekend? Told you about Packers Commanders when we talked on Friday. Packers win that one 27-18. Ravens beat the Browns 41-17. So the Ravens and the Bills, I think, are going to be neck and neck here all year. Someone called up earlier and said, hey, that was such a big win for the Bills last week because look at this. The Bills have that game and a half lead over the Ravens now, essentially, right? Derrick Henry only 23 yards on the ground. Lamar Jackson only 13. And they only ran at all for 45 yards total. Cleveland ran for 115. Quinshon Judkins actually ran for 61 yards, 6.1 yards a carry. But the Browns could not score. 41-17, the Ravens wind up winning that game. This was a close game into the fourth quarter. The Browns were down 10 points going into the fourth. We all know by now, I think, that Joe Burrow is out. A minimum of 3 months, apparently, because he's going to have surgery on his toe. Turf toe he suffered against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Bengals did pull it out 31-27 in this game. Jake Browning came in for Burrow, went 21-32, 241. Two touchdowns and three interceptions. It's terrible, Joe, to think about Joe Burrow and the injury. And Jake Browning actually did a nice job a couple of years ago when he had to come in for Joe Burrow. But you know what? I'm looking at these stat lines, and I already know how the Bengals' defense is just not very good. I think this might be a really wild and crazy Bengals season to watch from here on out. Their games are going to be wild.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I even had a caller call me and ask for fantasy advice. He's like, with Burrow out, do I take Matt Stafford or Jake Browning after a couple years ago? And I was like, you have Puka Nacua upside with Stafford, but I don't doubt the Bengals. They're going to play fast and loose now without their quarterback.
They're going to have to outscore teams anyway, and Jake Browning's the kind of guy that he's going to throw for a bunch of yards. He could also throw the other team the ball a few times, like he did yesterday, right?
Yeah.
How much do you think it impacts Ja'Marr Chase? He was 14 of 165 in a touchdown yesterday.
Yeah, I think Chase, if I'm remembering correctly, did all right with Browning couple of years ago. So I don't know, realistically, he's still going to get the number one target on the team. I would say him or T. Higgins are still going to do well. Just you don't have Joe Burrow throwing, you know, the connection they have. But I don't think it'll impact him that much. Maybe a slight change, but nothing to be crazy about.
31-27, Bengals win. They go to 2-0 now, so they're off to a good start. But we'll see where it goes. And by the way, if you go literally in the time frame of 3 months, Joe Burrow would be out until December 15th. Bengals play the Bills December 7th.
Right.
So I don't think he's playing against the Bills. It's a minimum, they say, of 3 months, generally. But if he were to come back early, it would be right around that time. That would be about when they play the Buffalo Bills here in Buffalo.
That'd be crazy to put him in right before that game, I feel
I know.
Like.
Yeah, he'd have to come back a few weeks before that, probably. Jags go to 1-1 on the year, by the way. Did you watch any of the Dallas Cowboys-New York Giants game?
Yeah, we were watching it while we were out there covering the Bills game on Red Zone. It was kind of flying around. And what a ending that was. I couldn't believe it. It goes to overtime, first of all.
I have not gone back and watched like the end. We were on the plane. I was doing work, and I saw what was happening on the score. You know what I mean? Or at the end of the game, the Bills game in the locker room and all that, I should say.
Yeah.
Saw what was happening, but my goodness. Wild.
Absolutely insane. I just kind of look at it, and people are calling for Jackson Dart now. Like, they still are. They're getting a little louder.
Oh, even after 450 yards and three touchdowns from Russ?
Just the way it ended is sticking in people's heads. You know,
how did it end? What happened?
So,
Russ throw a pick?
I want to say, if I'm remembering correctly, okay. I was knee-deep in the stories we were writing here. But, yeah, pretty much. I think he did throw a pick to end it. So, that's the lasting memory of the game, unfortunately, even though he did that stat line.
Let's see. Giants get the ball. And play began at the Giants 34. Two plays, negative 4 yards, interception. Yep.
G just said it was an ugly pick. So it wasn't very good. It was not good.
How about the Detroit Lions? 52 points. Don't write the Lions off yet, folks, after what we saw yesterday. It was the Bears. I get it, but the Bears' defense was supposed to be a lot better. And, you know, it looked like that they were turning a corner. But 52 points put on the board by the Detroit Lions. How about Jared Goff? 334 and 5 touchdown passes. From Jared Goff, and man, it could be a long season for the Bears again.
Even with Ben Johnson.
Even after their coaching change and Caleb Williams, who was supposed to take this big step up, right? And they have all those weapons they have on offense, and man.
Williams didn't really impress me at all in the past couple weeks. I feel like anything that's off script, he's not phenomenal with, you know?
I agree with that. So, Patriots beat the Dolphins. You were talking about a wild game. 33-27. There's a punt return touchdown, followed by a kick return touchdown, followed by Devon Achane running, catching a ball for a touchdown, only to be called back because he stepped out of bounds, and then they give the ball up and they can't win.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That was insane. And both of those teams just being in the division, I don't know. Like the Patriots, I don't think are that great after that performance because it's just two bad teams kind of trying to beat on each other. That's kind of what I saw yesterday.
And we're going to see the Dolphins here, obviously, on Thursday. You know, the Dolphins did not run the ball great, and that's kind of Mike McDaniel's calling card, but it hasn't gone well, and it wasn't going well yesterday. Only 61 yards on the ground. Achane, 30 yards on 11 carries. They did throw the ball okay to their running backs, though. Achane, 92 yards catching there, and to Tyree. I should say, threw the ball okay. For some numbers-wise, Tyreek Hill, 6 for 109, Achane, 8 for 92 and a touchdown. Jalen Waddle, 5 for 68 and a touchdown. But on the other side, Drake May, really nice percentage. He played well, 19 of 23, 230 yards and two touchdowns. The Patriots are going to be a better team as the season goes on. They'll get better and better as the season goes on. But right now, the Bills have to deal with the Dolphins coming to town, and obviously they're reeling. Let's go to San Francisco at New Orleans. The 49ers get 279 yards and three touchdowns from Mac Jones, a guy that people thought Kyle Shanahan was going to draft a few years ago. They didn't draft, but he did fill in for Brock Purdy. Quarterback controversy in San Francisco. Are we talking about that?
Could be. I think there's a conversation waiting to happen.
Three touchdown passes for Spencer Rattler as well, but in a losing effort, 26-21. Saints come to town after the Bills play the Miami Dolphins. That'll be a Sunday afternoon game here in Buffalo. All right. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. Play of the day was in that Pittsburgh game, the kickoff that the Seahawks recovered for a touchdown. Did you see it?
I did. Yeah, I saw it flash across on spurt on Red Zone. I couldn't believe it. We were all in disbelief watching that
one. Do you know what really I couldn't believe more when I think about it? That's a Danny Smith coach special teams unit in Pittsburgh. To allow that to happen, Danny Smith, like, oh, my gosh, he's one of the best in the business.
Right.
And his guy let it fall, lands in the landing zone. Doesn't matter if he touches it or not. If it lands in the landing zone, this isn't the old rule. It doesn't have to go 10 yards. It's if it lands in the landing zone, it's a free ball. You got to cover it.
Right.
And it went into the end zone. So you got to know that. It went in the end zone. He didn't cover it. Seahawks win 31-17. DK Metcalf against his former team. Only three catches for 20 yards. He did score, though. The big numbers for the Seahawks came from Sam Darnold with 295 and two touchdowns, and Jackson Smith and Jigba, eight catches for 103 yards. The Rams beat the Titans 33-19. Cam Ward had a really cool play, but otherwise not a lot going on at 175 and a touchdown. Matt Stafford, 298, two scores. Davante Adams, six catches for 106 yards in that one. Rams move to 2-0. Titans fall to 0-2. Boy, the Carolina Panthers can't get out of their own way. They had a great opportunity to win this game from Arizona. They were down 27-9. They come back. They score. They get an onside kick. And then they can't move the ball down the field, and they just keep hurting themselves with penalties and drop that and protection. Bryce Young, game is way too fast for him right now in those situations. Way too fast.
It's almost like he's playing the way he was before he got benched last season. Like, I don't know what needs to happen, but he reverted back to past tendencies there. Not great.
27-22, 2-0 for the Cardinals, 0-2 for the Panthers. Wild finish in the Colts-Broncos game. Colts win 29-28 on a walk-off field goal. The Broncos had happened to them what they took advantage of with the Bills here on Monday night 2 years ago. The Colts missed a field goal, but the Broncos had a penalty for leverage, gave the Colts a second chance with no time on the clock, and the Colts nailed it to win it.
It's just unbelievable. I haven't seen a leverage call.
I know.
Played.
It was the right call, by the way.
It was
the right call.
On the replay, you really see him yank the center there. It's unbelievable. But, yeah, I've never seen that happen before in my life.
And, by the way, Bo Nix not off to a great start. 206, three touchdowns in this one, one interception. The Broncos and the Broncos defense, which is phenomenal and has some talent, they've given up some points now in the first 2 weeks, right? They lose this one 29-28.
Yeah.
Last night, we'll get to last night real quick. So the big game, obviously, yesterday in the late afternoon window, 20-17, the Eagles, on the heels of their Super Bowl 59 victory over the Chiefs, win again against Kansas City, 20-17. You know what I'll say about this game? I watched some of it as I could on the plane. It seemed like the only big plays the Chiefs had until a long pass they did connect on to a Tyquan Thornton. The only thing he could do otherwise was Mahomes running the ball, scrambling.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
He looked the most mobile he's been since like 2020.
But I mean, they couldn't really run the ball with Pacheco or Hunt that much. And when he got out, he got loose, but that was it. Otherwise, Eagles kind of shut him down.
Yeah. The Chiefs look like they're in trouble without their wide receivers. It's not a great look for them at this point. 0-2.
And the Chiefs did a good job of shutting down the passing game, but Jalen Hurts only 101 yards there. So the Chiefs fall to 0-2. Eagles move to 2-0. And late last night, the Falcons, they beat the Vikings 22-6. This was just a really tough offensive game for either side that could not get going. Numbers-wise, okay for Bijan Robinson, 143 on the ground. Very good, by the way, I should say. 143 on the ground and another 25 catching. But, man, both these teams struggled to score. They finally did. In the fourth quarter, the Falcons pull away 22-6. J.J. McCarthy only 158 yards passing and two interceptions for the Minnesota Vikings, who fall to 1-1. Falcons 1-1 as well. And tonight, two games. Bucks at Texans, Chargers at Raiders. So you get a lot of AFC action here and a team in the NFC and the Bucks that you're going to – the Bills play, both the teams playing in the early game, Bucks and Texans. And then obviously the – AFC matters for the second game, so a lot to watch for tonight. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. Sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy, still on the way on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday here on WGR.
I never want to see Josh go out, but again, to have Mitch, veteran quarterback, come in, didn't blink, and the huddle didn't blink. Their belief in him is extremely high. I mean, he came in and delivered. He executed, right, the way he's supposed to. And that takes him being ready to go, being prepared through the week. All these players, they're one snap away. We had some guys help us out on defense today that stepped up and knew their role, embraced the role, and got themselves ready to go. So the preparation piece, I guess is what I'm saying, is the key.
And I agree. I mean, I said it on the defensive side. Preparation, right? You had Zion Logue. You had Cam Lewis. If you guys have to fill in, you got to be ready. You got to be prepared. And they were. And the Bills did a really good job. I give coaching a lot of credit yesterday for turning that around after a week where they did not have their best stuff on defense against the Ravens. They identified some problems, and they corrected them in a big way yesterday. So that's Sean McDermott right there, by the way. And Sean's talking about Josh going out. Let me just tell you what that was like. As we get to our extra point from the sidelines, it is brought to you by Catholic Health. Catholic Health, the right way to care. So I see Josh take off and then get tackled, and he gets up and just runs off the field with his helmet off. And I don't know if you were watching the broadcast, if you even saw it right away. Maybe you did. But I know even on the radio broadcast, it kind of took a minute to kind of realize what was happening. He said, first I thought he took his helmet off because he was trying to adjust something or maybe the speaker or something like that. But then he made a beeline right to the bench. Then I'm thinking, oh my gosh, like he got hit in the head, right? Is he getting looked at? But that didn't make sense either, because if that was the case, why wasn't he down on the ground, staying down? Runs to the sidelines, and I mean, he goes right to the bench, and suddenly trainers are just all around. There's like five trainers around him, and they're looking at, I thought originally, is it his head? No. Is it his cheek? Maybe. His eye? Thought maybe he got poked in the eye. And then we see, okay, it's the nose. And then I saw they were getting another jersey prepped for him, just in case. If he was bleeding on the jersey or something, you can't have that. And then we find out, yeah, busted up nose. And it was just kind of wild, the whole sequence. And Josh even said himself after the game, you want to stay down in that situation to give Mitch time, but he's also gushing blood from the nose. It's a tough spot to be in. He wanted to get off the field. So, yeah, that was a wild sequence there. And then Mitch Trubisky comes in and just throws an absolute laser to Joshua Palmer for a 32-yard gain. Maybe the stat of the day, Joe Cali. You ready? Maybe the stat of the day. In one completion, Mitch Trubisky threw for more yards yesterday than Justin Fields had all day.
That's unbelievable. I mean, it is believable, but that's just crazy to think how down bad that Jets offense was the entire time.
3 for 11 for 27 yards.
That was really impressive by Trubisky, though. No warm-up, nothing. Just goes right out there. And to Sauce Gardner, out of anybody you could pick on the defense, you hit that guy, and you get it done.
And that's what Sean McDermott just said in that clip. You know, the preparedness. Be ready. You don't know when you got to go in right away. I give Trubisky a lot of credit there. He could have been my buddy. He won't be. Who's going to be my buddy in a little while? We'll do that. Sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy. First, Diana is in Grand Island and wants to chat. Hi, Diana.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask a question about the refs.
Okay.
Why do they stand in front of the hike when the ball is being hiked and the quarterback is ready to receive the ball? And they just stand there letting the time clock run.
The reason is because the rules state that if the offense substitutes, they must give a chance for the defense to substitute. So they stand there to make sure the defense gets their substitutes on, because since the offense substituted, the defense must have that opportunity. So they have to stand there and wait, because otherwise the offense would snap the ball before the defense gets their substitutions in.
Okay.
If you watch, Diana, in a 2-minute offense situation, you generally don't see that because the offense doesn't substitute. Because they keep the same guys in the field. And if that's the case, the official does not do that because they don't have to give the defense any chance to substitute. But if the offense substitutes, whether it's 2-minute or not, then they have to give a chance for the defense to substitute, and the official will make sure that happens.
Okay. Thank you.
You got it. I hope that cleared it up and helps everybody. We will take our final timeout here on the Nordtown Automotive Extra Point Show. When we come back, the first edition, should have been the second, but it's the first edition of Sit Up, Stand Down, and Hey Buddy along the way on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Victory Football Monday, presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care. Yeah, you see, now last week, did the show, riding high, Bills, Ravens, big time comeback, walk-off field goal, and the excitement was so palpable that I forgot to do sit up, stand down, and hey, buddy. Got a call, phone call from my buddy Jeff, who said, Sal, where was sit up, stand down, hey, buddy? I love it. So, Jeff, first of all, you're my buddy for reminding me. So I'll say you're my buddy for reminding me. I do have another buddy, though, so thank you. I appreciate that. So sit up and stand down. This is how it works. In case you're new to this, I tell you every week something in the NFL that's not Bills related, to sit up and pay attention to it. And then let's stand down on something that we might have been maybe thinking something, but it's not going to be that way, okay? Let's sit up today on what the Detroit Lions did yesterday. Now, again, it was against the Chicago Bears, and you can say what you want there, but when Jared Goff throws for 5 touchdowns and 334 yards, and Amon-Ra St. Brown catches 9 passes for 115 yards, Sam Laporta is still on this team, Jahmyr Gibbs is still on this team, David Montgomery is still on this team. Hey, I don't know. I don't think they're as good as last year. I'll be the first to tell you that I thought they'd take a real big step back. It doesn't have to be that way. They have a lot of talent here. The Detroit Lions are still going to factor in the NFC in some way, and especially the NFC North. So if you look right now at the standings in the NFC North, Green Bay is 2-0, Detroit's 1-1, Minnesota's 1-1. I think Detroit and Green Bay could still be something to watch. Now, this week, though, how about this? Lions at Ravens. Is that a Monday night game, I believe? Is that Sunday night? That is... What day is the 22nd? Monday or Sunday? Monday night game next week. How about that? That's a great game. Lions at Ravens next Monday night. I like that. Let's just sit up on that game next Monday night. We could even sit up on tonight's games. I like tonight's matchups. We'll do a double sit-up. My two very good friends, sideline reporters for respective teams, TJ Reeves for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, John Harris for the Houston Texans. They will be arch enemies tonight as they go at it. I texted them. I said, I better get a picture of you two before the game hanging out. Got this little sideline fraternity going on. So they play tonight, and then you got the Chargers and Raiders. I love tonight. Let's sit up on tonight as well. Double sit up. Sit up on what the Lions are doing because I think, you know what? Maybe better than we thought. Sit up on tonight's games. Let's stand down, folks, on the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. Let me give you a little stat, okay? Pittsburgh Steelers gave up 31 yesterday. They gave up 32 last week. And then you go back to last year, they gave up 29 to the Chiefs, 34 to the Ravens, 27 to the Eagles, 38 to the Bengals. I mean, all in the last like 6 weeks. So you think, it's like really, in 6 of their last 8 games, and then what did they do? 28. So if you count last year's postseason, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of the last 6 out of the last 9 games, the Steelers have given up 27 or more points. Not what you expect from a Pittsburgh Steelers team. Stand down to the Steelers defense right now. They're not particularly young. They don't look super athletic. What's going on there? What do they have this week? Pittsburgh Steelers. They are next week. Hold on. Are they playing the Bengals next week? Because I know that... That game was supposed to be, that's a Tracy Wilson. Tracy told me that they had the Bengals when we heard about the Joe Burrow thing. She said, yeah, we got the Bengals next week. Real quick, I'm trying to find it because I got to find the Steelers here and what they did. Okay, there they are. Steelers next week, is that Bengals? No, Patriots. Steelers at Patriots next week. Okay. We'll see if Drake May can light them up. Let's get to Hey Buddy.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
Hey Buddy.
Dudes, you know this dude?
What's up, dude?
Hey, buddy.
Bunny, sit down.
Who's my buddy this week?
I'm your buddy, guy! He's your guy, friend! I'm your friend, buddy!
On WGR.
Blue, you're my boy!
Sports Radio 550.
I feel like every year I do this right around this time. Week 1, week 2, maybe week 3. Right around this time, my buddy is this same person or entity. And for the last few years it has been, and very well deserved. Did you see the UB Bulls comeback against Kent State? 31-28. I don't know if you know the background of this, Joe, but Kent State had not won a MAC game in like 3 years.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, they've been terrible. They were going to make history. They've been terrible. And they took a lead with 2.5 minutes left on UB. And everybody in all the flashes, let's call them the flashes, right? The fans going crazy. Oh my God, they're going to actually win a MAC game. They're going to win a game. They've won like 1 or 2 games at all over the last couple of years. The last time they won like a, I don't know. Just go look at some of their records the last couple of years. No MAC wins. They're not winning any games. And they're about to do it. They're about to beat UB. Nope. UB says, sorry. Here comes Pete Lembo. Here comes Robinson. Here come the boys down the field. Touchdown pass with a minute left or so. And the Bulls pull it out victorious 31-28 over Kent State. It was Tyquan Roberson to Victor Snow to take the lead 31-28. And it was 8 plays, 76 yards with a minute and a half left in the game after they were down 28-24. Good by UB. So good job, Pete Lembo, UB. They're my buddy this week. That was a nice game. And now they're back home this week, by the way. You want to go see the Bulls play? Troy is at the University of Buffalo. That will be on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. So if you're looking for something to do on Saturday, go check out the UB Bulls. They're playing Troy Saturday here at home. They get Connecticut the following week, a team that Syracuse had to sneak by a couple weeks ago, and then Syracuse goes and just blows Colgate out this past week. But Troy comes to UB.
I guess they almost beat Clemson last week. Troy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they played
in Clemson.
Well.
Did you see the end of that game?
No, I did not.
Oh! Georgia Tech hit a 60-yarder to win the game walk-off against Clemson.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think it might have been 50-something. But either way, it's crazy. Maybe 55, whatever it was. Walk-off field goal for Georgia Tech against Clemson. There were, you know what I love? I don't love the way that like college football now where you can't kind of invest in teams and players because everybody's moving around, NIL and portal. I get all that. But what is really cool about college football right now, every week we're seeing great matchups, great games. A&M and Notre Dame was fantastic. Georgia, Tennessee was fantastic, right? I mean, we're seeing this every week now.
It feels like the top dogs aren't the top dogs anymore either. It's kind of filtering out a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be fun. Troy is at Buffalo. Good job, Pete Lembo and the UB Football Bulls, my buddy, this week. Thanks a lot to Joe Cali. Thanks a lot to G. Thanks a lot to you for watching on the YouTube stream, listening here. We're going to have One Bills Live after this here because we get One Bills Live for 3 hours on a Buffalo Football Monday. We'll be back again tomorrow because it is a shortened week because the Bills will have media tomorrow and today. We're going to hear from Sean McDermott today as well. All right. We'll talk to you again tomorrow and down the road, Bills and Dolphins on Thursday. Have a great one, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.